For more than three decades, the nonprofit has been working to bring attention to places most at risk. Courtney Crouch is the group's president.
Our Most Endangered Places program is designed to raise awareness for our historic properties generally, but obviously more importantly for these specific properties that we've listed, and hopefully try to generate more interest and more support and more resources to save those places and bring them back to being vibrant parts of our communities.
Among the five named this year is the neighborhood around Little Rock Central High School. Board member Jody Barnes says the area that was under a national spotlight during the integration of the school in 1957 is now at risk.
While private investment has been made in pockets of the district, decades of disinvestment have led to vacancy, neglect, alterations of character-defining features, and demolitions at the hands of the city of Little Rock and private owners. The alterations and demolitions particularly jeopardize the historic district's designation and property owners' access to state and federal historic tax credits.
Three of the five places this year are in Hot Springs. Rex Nelson says the downtown area is especially at risk.
The fire that destroyed the oldest section of the historic Majestic Hotel back in late February let our whole state understand the issues that are facing these legacy structures that define one of the most recognizable commercial districts in the state, and I would contend in this part of the country. Despite general recognition of the importance of the buildings along Central Avenue, some property owners remain resistant to making required updates and investing to make their buildings safe and suitable for occupancy.
Board President Courtney Crouch says the Thompson Building, one of Central Avenue's most recognizable landmarks, built in 1913, is also at risk.
The building, which features an ornate glazed terracotta facade, was designed in the neoclassical style by architect George R. Mann, the principal architect of the Arkansas Capitol. Like many other structures in the district, the first floor is occupied, but the upper floors are vacant. The Thompson Building is particularly vulnerable to fire due to the vertical shaft that runs through the top four floors, which would inevitably spread fire quickly through those upper floors.
While much of historic Hot Springs is linked to a past in tourism, one home holds a place in the state's early civil rights history. Cheryl Betts says community leader John Lee Webb's house was built in about 1900.
The house at 403 Pleasant Street was home for three decades to one of the most influential leaders of the African-American community in Hot Springs and the United States. The house has been vacant for many years, and it is vulnerable to vandalism and fire in its current state. Limited resources for rehabilitation and its deteriorated condition make the building's future uncertain.
Historic endangered places in Arkansas also reach back to a time before recorded history. Jamie Brandon pointed to more than 1,200 mounds built by Native Americans that he says are increasingly in danger.
Prehistoric archaeological mounds statewide in Arkansas that are in danger from land leveling in the eastern portion of the state and development and looting by people digging these what Native Americans considered sacred places for artifacts to sell. And so statewide these things are endangered from a variety of fronts, and we're very interested in trying to preserve them.
One possible setback to preservation efforts, the group says, is a proposal in Congress to end the Federal Historic Tax Credit Program. It provides a 20% dollar-for-dollar income tax credit. Vanessa McEwen, Executive Director of the Historic Preservation Alliance of Arkansas, says it's important to keep such locations.
The most basic reason is that these historic places are part of our continuous continuity of our history. They provide us information about our past, which of course informs the decisions we make in the future.
You can see photos of the five locations on our website, kuar.org. Michael Heplin, KUAR News.